This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Hi there, it's Micheál from iRadio. We are in Sligo Town today and we are talking to people who are associated, connected with Focus Ireland. Some staff members and also some people who have used their services as well. Today I'm joined by this lovely lady beside me. What is your name?
Deirdre is my name.
Deirdre, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into everything else?
Okay, I used to live in Sligo and I got into the services of Focus Ireland because I became homeless a year ago.
Tell me a little bit about your experience of homelessness. You've got a family, is that right?
No, I am a single lady, live on my own. I was in rented accommodation for 10 years, quite content, quite secure, quite happy, and the accommodation, the house was being sold. So I became homeless overnight, literally.
And did you go to Focus Ireland? Did Focus Ireland find you? How did you get in touch with that organisation?
Right, well, I tried to secure a rental property and it was just, I didn't realise it was so difficult to get somewhere. So I knew in a couple of weeks down the road I was going to become homeless. So I went LinkedIn, first of all, with the Sligo County Council Homeless Services, and straight away they said, go to Focus Ireland, register with them. I'd heard of them, but I didn't realise what work they do. So she said, go straight away and link in with them, register with them, and they'll be able to help you out.
There's a massive problem in this country with people experiencing homelessness, would you say?
Oh yes, there is. And I suppose I was oblivious to it because I was in a rental accommodation for 10 years and I was quite content. And you would hear it in the media and hear about it, but it's not till you're right in the middle of it you realise how bad the situation is. It really is appalling. You know, so many people are homeless, and even here in Sligo, you know, I'm not sure the figures, but it's a big, big problem.
When you came into contact with Focus Ireland, I think a lot of people think of it as an organisation, but it's actually quite personal. I feel like someone got in contact with you straight away and...
Yeah, I went down to the office and the first day I was nervous and I said, well, are these people going to be able to help me? I didn't know what to expect. So I rang at the door and straight away a friendly face brought me into the office and met with two of the staff in a lovely, comfortable private room. Straight away, very understanding people, very empathetic, non-judgmental. The minute you walk in the door, people are human straight away and just put you at ease and help you as best they can.
How important are those services to you in your situation over the last year?
I would have to say it kept me sane. Focus Ireland kept me sane over the last year because I didn't know where to turn. I was in panic mode. At one stage I was thinking maybe I'd be living in a tent in my car. That's how bad it was. I couldn't secure any accommodation, and they were helping me out and giving, they also explain your rights to you as well as a tenant, that you know, you can't be just put out straight away out of accommodation. You have rights and for the length of years you're there. So they were more than helpful with that, which gave me time to maybe stay on in my rental, that I had rights to stay and that I could try and secure something in the meantime.
Have Focus Ireland in the meantime be able to secure some accommodation for you?
Well, they did. They helped me out, and you know, I suppose I went in and I was in and out, and then they did try to get me some rental accommodation, but you know, and they pulled out all the stops, and they were even going to get me a place. It would have been a good bit from Sligo, but unfortunately it fell through at the last minute. But they were there for me and, you know, telling me of places that were available. But unfortunately at the end, I did hear through word of mouth about a rental accommodation temporarily for a few months, and Focus Ireland were able to help me through that process, and I did rent for a while, but with a person on your own, I just couldn't manage it, keep up the rental, how much the rent was. A person on my own, it was impossible to do it. So then they linked in, Focus Ireland linked in with me again and liaised with Sligo County Council, and I did end up living in emergency accommodation, and they helped me with that in Focus Ireland and supported me through the process.
What kind of a difference does a stable environment, a stable accommodation, some stability in your life, what difference does that make to a person who maybe has experienced homelessness in the past?
It's like, I suppose, you know, we do take things for granted, and people have accommodation, or maybe people have their own houses, and you just think, oh yeah, you know, I'm secure. But through this, the journey over the last year, I realised that you take nothing for granted, and even if you're renting, and things can just change overnight. And I think I appreciate now that I am in a house, and I'm lucky enough I did get a house in the end. I don't take anything for granted. And it was a humbling experience, I have to say. And it made me realise what homeless people are going through. And, you know, it can be anybody. It can happen to anybody.
It's so true. It's very true. It really can help. It can happen to anybody. You were telling me about your experience with Focus Ireland. You've had such a positive experience with them. And there's one or two people, I suppose, that have been extremely helpful to you in your situation.
Yes, I have to say, and I have to mention Luke there. He's my caseworker in Focus Ireland. I've been linked in with him for the last couple of months, and he's just amazing. And I have to give him a shout out. He's very non-judgmental. He's very human. Just helped me with all the services that I can avail of that I didn't even know was out there. He's gone above and beyond to help me out, and he's still supporting me even though I secured accommodation. He's still supporting me through the process, and that I get settled and I settle into the community, and that I get everything, say, that I'm entitled to, and any help I need or any services that are out there that I never realised was available to people.
I love your positivity. It's radiating through this interview. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
Looking to the future, I suppose it's looking a little bit brighter now. How is it looking in your own head?
Yeah, my future is looking much brighter. You know, I have secured accommodation, and hopefully I'll be there forevermore. And it's just, but you know, you take nothing for granted after the journey I've been through. And as I said, it was very humbling. And when I see people, and maybe you see stories on the TV or whatever about homeless people, I totally understand it, and I empathise with those people. But life is very positive now. And I suppose the journey over the last year, I suppose the universe maybe sends us these, what would you say, I suppose it's like an experience, and I'm stronger for it. And things were looking very bleak a year ago, but now it has totally turned around, and thanks to the help of Focus Ireland and Sligo County Council.
I'm delighted to hear that. Focus Ireland are hosting a little bit of a campaign in the Canopy in the beginning of May. It's called Make Some Noise.
Yes.
How can people get involved with that?
Well, I think, you know, people should get involved. Just come down and see what Focus Ireland are all about. They do amazing work. I never realised it till I had to avail of their services. Come down, support them, and you can sign up to the website and support them, and you can help out with fundraising and that. And I think it's a very good cause, and they do absolutely fantastic work. And people, to come down, please support them.
Deirdre, pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.